Smart but scattered, the revolutionary executive skills approaching to helping kids reach their potential. Authors Peg Dawson and Richard Guar. What are executive skills? The term executive skills come from the neurosciences literature that refers to brain-based skills that are required for humans to execute or perform tasks. Executive skills are, in fact, what your child needs to make any of your hopes and dreams for his future or his own hopes and dreams come true. By late adolescence, our children must meet one fundamental condition. They must function with a reasonable degree of independence. And that does not mean that they don't ask for help or seek advice for items. But it does mean that they no longer rely on us to plan or organise their day for them, tell them when to start tasks, bring them items when they forget them, or remind them to pay attention at school. Our model. While there are other systems of executive skills, our model has been designed to achieve a specific goal. To help us come up with the ways that parents and teachers can promote the development of executive skills in kids who have demonstrated weaknesses. The scheme we arrive at consists of 11 skills. 1. Response inhibition. 2. Working memory. 3. Emotional control. 4. Sustained attention. 5. Task initiation. 6. Planning prioritization. 7. Organization. 8. Time management. 9. Goal-directed persistence. 10. Flexibility. 11. Metacognition. Knowing how each skill functions, whether it's contributing to your child's thinking or doing, tells you whether or not the goal of your intervention is going to help your child thinking differently or help your child behave differently. The thinking skills are designed to select and achieve goals or to develop situations to problems. The second set of skills incorporates behaviours that guide the child's actions as he moves along the path. Where are your child's executive skills? There are a number of ways to assess whether your child's development is on target with respect to the executive skills. The following questions can help. Is your child generally meeting expectations at school? How is your child doing compared to the other kids? And is there a discernible pattern to your child's executive skills and strengths and weaknesses? Teaching executive skills. There are two different ways to teach your child executive skills. First, you can do so naturally and informally by how you respond to your child's behaviour and how you talk to your child throughout life beginning as a toddler. Also, by using games that encourage the development of various executive skills. Second, you can take more of a targeted approach and teach your child how to manage certain problematic tasks. Executive skills that you know your child lacks. 1. Identify the problem behaviour. Helpful descriptions are those that depict behaviours that can be seen or heard. They also identify when or under what circumstances these problems occur. 2. Set a goal. Use a goal as a positive restatement of the problem behaviour. A goal says what the child is expected to do, using terms that describe behaviours that can be seen or heard. And we find it helpful to involve children in the goal-setting process, rather than dictating to them what we expect them to do. 3. Outline the steps the child needs to follow to reach the goal. 4. Turn the steps into a list, a checklist, or a short set of rules to be followed. This accomplishes several things. First of all, it forces you to think clearly, logically, and succinctly about the skill that you're trying to teach. Secondly, it creates a permanent record of the instructional sequence that you and your child can refer to so that you can remember the process. Third, by checking off each item in the list, your child has the satisfaction of recording his progress towards a goal. Finally, it builds an accountability. It's a way of documenting that the child is actually doing what he's agreed to do. 5. Supervise the child following procedure. 6. Fade supervision. Mistakes are often made in failing to provide adequate support long enough for the child to acquire the skill, and in failing to reduce the supports gradually. Building response inhibition. Response inhibition is the capacity to think before you act, to resist the urge to say or do something before you've had the chance to evaluate the situation. Always assume that the youngest children have very little impulse control. Help your child learn to delay gratification by using formal waiting periods for things she or he wants to have. Help children understand that there are consequences for poor impulse control. And prepare your child for situations that require impulse control by reviewing them in advance. Practice response inhibition in role-playing situations. Improving emotional control. Emotional control is the ability to manage emotions to achieve goals, complete tasks, or control and direct your behavior. With younger children, regulate the environment. Give your child coping strategies and read stories in which characters exhibit the behaviors you want your child to learn. Teaching task initiation. Task initiation is the ability to begin projects or activities without undue procrastination in an efficient time or manner. Reinforce prompt task initiation throughout the day. Provide a visual cue to remind your child to begin the task. Have your child make a plan for when or how the task will get done. And have your child decide when he or she wants to be cued to begin the task. For an example, an alarm clock, a kitchen timer, or a naturally occurring event, such as right after dinner. Promoting planning and prioritizing. The executive skill of planning or prioritization refers to the ability to create a roadmap to reach a goal or complete a task, as well as the ability to make decisions about what's important to focus on. Create plans for your child when young. Use things the child wants as a jump-off point for teaching and planning skills, and prompt prioritizing by asking your child what they need to get done first. Instilling time management. Time management is the capacity to estimate how much time one has, how to allocate it, and how to stay within time limits and deadlines. Without going overboard, maintain a predictable daily routine for your family. Plan an activity for the weekend or a vacation day that involves several steps. Use calendars and schedules yourself and encourage your child to do the same. Encouraging flexibility. Flexibility refers to the ability to revise plans in the face of obstacles, setbacks, and new information, or mistakes. Especially when you're working with the skill, you'll need to emphasize the environmental modifications if your child has significant problems with flexibility. Youngsters who are inflexible have a difficulty handling new situations, transitions from one situation to another, unexpected changes in plans or schedules. Therefore, helpful environmental modifications include reducing the novelty of the situation by not introducing a lot of change all at once, keeping to schedules and routines whenever possible, reducing the complexity of the task, and giving children choices. Increasing goal-directed persistence. Goal-directed persistence refers to setting a goal and working towards it without being sidetracked by competing interests. As you help your child stretch and reach more distant goals, begin with one that a child wants to work on. Give your child something to look forward to do when the chore is finished, and gradually build up the time needed to reach goals. Use technology to provide the reminders. What's ahead? When youngsters have some awareness of their strong and weak executive skills, they can begin to select themselves in or out of situations and tasks based on whether their skills are good, fit for the demands. You can assist this process by talking with your child about his strong and weak skills, and pointing out how your child's skills are likely to match up against certain demands. Depending on the choices or tasks taken by your child, you'll have an idea of where your support will be most needed.